Ministry of Education and Culture. Higher and Tertiary Education. Pan-Cyprian Examinations 2017. Part 1. Listening Skills. You will hear three different radio programs. You will hear each program twice. Exercise 1. You will hear a radio program about ecotourism. Put a tick in the appropriate box. You have 1 minute to read exercise 1. First listening.
Ecotourism is booming, and tour operators say this helps nature. Every year, millions of people visit natural areas to look at animals in the wild. However, a new report says this ecotourism damages nature more than it helps it. Researchers believe tourists stop animals behaving naturally in their natural habitat. Recently in Costa Rica, turtles had problems laying their eggs because of the many tourists who were on the beach to watch them. The report says that ecotourism is making animals bolder. Animals who often see humans will become tamer. They become less cautious about other animals. This puts them at risk of being attacked by their natural predators, so more of them will be killed. The report also said it was essential to understand more about how different species respond to humans and how this might put them at risk.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 1. Second listening.
Ecotourism is booming, and tour operators say this helps nature. Every year, millions of people visit natural areas to look at animals in the wild. However, a new report says this ecotourism damages nature more than it helps it. Researchers believe tourists stop animals behaving naturally in their natural habitat. Recently in Costa Rica, turtles had problems laying their eggs because of the many tourists who were on the beach to watch them. The report says that ecotourism is making animals bolder. Animals who often see humans will become tamer. They become less cautious about other animals. This puts them at risk of being attacked by their natural predators, so more of them will be killed. The report also said it was essential to understand more about how different species respond to humans and how this might put them at risk.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Exercise 2. You will hear Andrea and Shiloh talking about homeschooling. For questions 1 to 5, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You have 1 minute to read exercise 2. First listening.
So, Shiloh, I hear you're homeschooled. I didn't have that experience, so can you tell me what it was like?
Yeah, Adrian, I was homeschooled during high school. I was homeschooled for 6 years, actually, my whole high school experience. And it was good, but it was bad. There are things that I liked, and there are things that I didn't like. For instance, I didn't have quite as many friends as I could have. The reason I was homeschooled was because I was always traveling with my family, and I wasn't able to stay at home and go to school 5 days a week. But the classes were good. I had almost the same classes as everybody else did. I learned the same things. I just learned them in a different environment by myself.
So how did you make friends?
Well, when you're homeschooled, there are these things called homeschool groups, which are kind of social organizations composed of other students who are homeschooled. And you get together once or twice a week, and you might have a class together. Maybe you're all taking the same subject, and they'll have a real teacher come and give you a class. Or sometimes it's just a social event, and you just go hang out and play games. And I met a lot of people this way, but sometimes the people were a little geeky, and they never really became my good friends.
So, during homeschooling, did your mom teach you, or was it largely self-study?
Well, my mom actually didn't do very much work, because we subscribed to a program where we ordered academic DVDs from a real high school in another part of the country. So I was sitting in a room watching a real class on television screen. It was almost as if I was in the real class, because there was somebody in the back of the room with a video camera. So my mom didn't have to do too much work, because I was taught via television, and when I did my homework and my tests and exams, my mother sent my work back to this school where they graded it and kept my grades.
So that's interesting. Well, then how did you go about like applying for college? Because in high school, usually a counselor helps you apply for colleges. So how did you go about that?
That was difficult, because I had to figure everything out by myself. Obviously, my mom and my dad didn't know too much about applying to colleges, because they hadn't done it in 30 years. So it was a little difficult, because first I had to figure out what schools I wanted to go to. I had to get all the information together by myself. I did take standardized tests like everybody else does when they're in high school. So I had the same type of test scores that other students would have, and I had all the same information. The difference was it was just coming from a homeschool instead of a real school.
So what were some of the subjects that are required? Is it the same as a normal high school curriculum?
Yeah, the curriculum's the same. We study basically the same, you know, maths and sciences and grammar and English, this sort of thing. But we are also able to study more what we wanted to. It was more like college in this sense. If I was taking four classes and one of them I didn't like and I wanted to take a different class instead, well, generally I could do that and I could just go get all the books for that class and switch classes.
That's very interesting.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 2. Second listening.
So, Shiloh, I hear you're homeschooled. I didn't have that experience, so can you tell me what it was like?
Yeah, Adria, I was homeschooled during high school. I was homeschooled for 6 years, actually, my whole high school experience. And it was good, but it was bad. There are things that I liked, and there are things that I didn't like. For instance, I didn't have quite as many friends as I could have. The reason I was homeschooled was because I was always traveling with my family, and I wasn't able to stay at home and go to school 5 days a week. But the classes were good. I had almost the same classes as everybody else did. I learned the same things. I just learned them in a different environment by myself.
So how did you make friends?
Well, when you're homeschooled, there are these things called homeschool groups, which are kind of social organizations composed of other students who are homeschooled. And you get together once or twice a week, and you might have a class together. Maybe you're all taking the same subject, and they'll have a real teacher come and give you a class. Or sometimes it's just a social event, and you just go hang out and play games. And I met a lot of people this way, but sometimes the people were a little geeky, and they never really became my good friends.
So, during homeschooling, did your mom teach you, or was it largely self-study?
Well, my mom actually didn't do very much work, because we subscribed to a program where we ordered academic DVDs from a real high school in another part of the country. So I was sitting in a room watching a real class on television screen. It was almost as if I was in the real class, because there was somebody in the back of the room with a video camera. So my mom didn't have to do too much work, because I was taught via television, and when I did my homework and my tests and exams, my mother sent my work back to this school where they graded it and kept my grades.
So that's interesting. Well, then how did you go about like applying for college? Because in high school, usually a counselor helps you apply for colleges. So how did you go about that?
That was difficult because I had to figure everything out by myself. Obviously, my mom and my dad didn't know too much about applying to colleges because they hadn't done it in 30 years. So it was a little difficult because first I had to figure out what schools I wanted to go to. I had to get all the information together by myself. I did take standardized tests like everybody else does when they're in high school. So I had the same type of test scores that other students would have, and I had all the same information. The difference was it was just coming from a homeschool instead of a real school.
So what were some of the subjects that are required? Is it the same as a normal high school curriculum?
Yeah, the curriculum's the same. We study basically the same, you know, maths and sciences and grammar and English, this sort of thing. But We are also able to study more what we wanted to. It was more like college in this sense. If I was taking four classes and one of them I didn't like and I wanted to take a different class instead, well, generally I could do that and I could just go get all the books for that class and switch classes.
That's very interesting.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. Exercise 3. You will hear a radio program about Maria Montessori. Listen and fill in the blanks. Write only one word in each blank. You have 1 minute to read exercise 3. First listening.
Maria Montessori lived between 1870 and 1952. She was an Italian educator who has left her mark on education today. Her Montessori method of education is widely used all around the world. Many educationalists say it is the best system for child education. Montessori was also a doctor, philosopher, and philanthropist. She was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize 3 times for her work. Montessori was the first woman to graduate from the University of Rome's medical school. She trained as a psychiatrist and was interested in educating the mentally retarded and others with learning difficulties. She had great success when her class of problematic 8-year-olds had above-average scores in state reading and writing tests. This was described as the first Montessori miracle. Hearing about Maria's achievements, Rome's government asked her to start her own children's school. In 1907, the Casa del Bambini opened in a poor neighborhood of Rome. Montessori experimented with a philosophy she called spontaneous self-development, which meant letting children develop and learn at their own pace. Her methods once again met with great success. More schools opened, and she gained worldwide fame. Montessori was exiled from Italy because she refused to allow her schools to turn children into soldiers. She lived in Spain until the Spanish Civil War broke out in 1936. In 1939, she moved to India and spent 10 years working on training courses, which are still seen as innovative today. She travelled the world lecturing until her death in 1952.
You have 1 minute to complete exercise 3. Second listening.
Maria Montessori lived between 1870 and 1952. She was an Italian educator who has left her mark on education today. Her Montessori method of education is widely used all around the world. Many educationalists say it is the best system for child education. Montessori was also a doctor, philosopher, and philanthropist. She was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize 3 times for her work. Montessori was the first woman to graduate from the University of Rome's medical school. She trained as a psychiatrist and was interested in educating the mentally retarded and others with learning difficulties. She had great success when her class of problematic 8-year-olds had above-average scores in state reading and writing tests. This was described as the first Montessori miracle. Hearing about Maria's achievements, Rome's government asked her to start her own children's school. In 1907, the Casa del Bambini opened in a poor neighborhood of Rome. Montessori experimented with a philosophy she called spontaneous self-development, which meant letting children develop and learn at their own pace. Her methods once again met with great success. More schools opened, and she gained worldwide fame. Montessori was exiled from Italy because she refused to allow her schools to turn children into soldiers. She lived in Spain until the Spanish Civil War broke out in 1936. In 1939, she moved to India and spent 10 years working on training courses, which are still seen as innovative today. She travelled the world lecturing until her death in 1952.
You have 1 minute to check your answers. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please, put your pens down.